Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries Super Edition Number 14, Leopard on the Loose by Ron Roy. Read for you by David Pitu. Chapter 1.
Guys, she's looking right at me,
Josh whispered.
I'm face to face with a leopard.
Dink and his friends Josh and Ruth Rose were at the San Diego Zoo in California. They were standing outside a walled enclosure. On the other side of the wall was Jade, an Amur leopard. Josh leaned against the short concrete wall. The concrete was painted gray, brown, and green to look like boulders. On top of the concrete wall was wire fencing, 15 feet tall and 20 feet wide. People who wanted to look inside Jade's enclosure could see easily through the wire. Inside the enclosure, Jade dozed on a boulder in the late evening sun. She made a soft coughing noise in her throat. Her long, thick tail flicked back and forth, keeping flies away.
I think she likes you,
Dink said.
I wonder why they named her Jade,
Josh said.
Because her eyes are jade green, Ruth Rose said. Like your eyes, too. And like my outfit.
Ruth Rose liked to dress all in one color so that everything matched. Today's color was green, from her sneakers to her headband. Dink and Josh wore shorts and t-shirts. Ruth Rose read from a plaque attached to the wall.
Amur leopards are from Russia and China, she told Dink and Josh. There are only about 100 left in the wild. That is so sad,
Josh said.
What if they all die? Zoos like this one try to breed more leopards,
Dink said.
Jade was born in this zoo 3 years ago,
Ruth Rose added.
And now she's expecting her first baby. Awesome,
Josh said. The three kids peered at her through the fencing. Her enclosure looked like a forest. Boulders were stacked so she could climb, with a space underneath that formed a cave. Trees and shrubbery grew among rocks. There was a small pond where Jade could get a drink or take a swim. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose were at the zoo with their friend Parker Stone. He was 15 and had his own TV show, Roger to the Rescue. In the show, Parker played Roger Good, a teenager who traveled around the world helping animals. A new episode of Roger to the Rescue would be about Amur leopards, and Parker had invited Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose to appear on the show with him. Last year, the kids had rescued Parker from kidnappers near the Grand Canyon. Watching Jade with the kids and Parker were Sparky Carson, the show's videographer, and Debbie Jones, the producer. Jade stood and stretched, lashing her tail. She yawned, showing long white teeth, then let out a soft bark and lay back down. She licked her plump belly.
Jade looks like she could have her baby at any time, Debbie said. Are you getting this on film, Sparky?
Got it,
Sparky said, aiming his camera. Just then, a golf cart zoomed up to the wall. The driver was a man with brown hair, wearing a dark blue shirt. In the passenger seat was Dr. Akbar, the zoo's head veterinarian. Dr. Akbar hopped out.
Thanks for the ride, Rob, he told the driver. I'll bring the cart back to the maintenance shed later.
Rob nodded and walked away.
Hi, Dr. Akbar, Parker said.
Hey, folks, the vet said. Did I miss anything?
Jade just yawned at us, Parker said. After that, she licked her belly.
Dr. Akbar grinned.
"That's my girl," he said.
Then he approached the wall and said,
"I brought you a treat."
He pulled a baggie from his vest pocket.
"What's the treat?" Josh asked.
Dr. Akbar held up the baggie.
"Power meatballs," he said.
"What makes them powerful?"
Josh asked.
"When the kitchen staff makes the meatballs, they tuck some special vitamins inside," Dr. Akbar explained. "Jade will get her vitamins without even knowing it."
He opened the bag and tossed two meatballs high over the wire fencing. They landed a few feet in front of Jade. She bounded from her boulder to sniff the meatballs. Then she gobbled them down, licked her lips, and walked into her cave.
"I guess we're done filming for tonight," Debbie said. "Let's pack up, Sparky."
"The zoo is closing," Dr. Akbar said. "I'll come back tomorrow to see if she gave birth overnight."
"I was really looking forward to seeing a baby leopard," Ruth Rose said.
"We all were," Debbie said. "This whole episode is supposed to be Parker telling his viewers about endangered animals, especially Amur leopards. Getting this new cub into the show would help Parker's message."
"Can you come back tomorrow?" Dr. Akbar asked.
"We'll be here," Debbie said. "Kids, I'll pick you and Parker up around 8, okay?"
"So I'll see you all then," Dr. Akbar said.
He drove the cart down the path toward an exit gate. Everyone else got into a larger cart the zoo had lent to Parker's team. This one was bright green with a white canvas top and three rows of seats. It was nicknamed the Bug. Debbie got behind the wheel and Parker took the front passenger seat. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose sat behind them. Sparky took the back seat, where there was room for him and his equipment.
"Can I drive?"
Parker asked, grinning at Debbie.
"Sure, when you're 16, Debbie said.
She steered the Bug along a wide path usually crowded with zoo visitors. The path was empty and quiet now.
"But I know how," Parker said. "My parents let me practice driving in our neighborhood so I can get my learner's permit."
"Your parents aren't here," Debbie said.
"I am, so for now, we go with my rules."
She drove out through the zoo's front gates, passing the giant lion sculpture that greeted zoo visitors. Then she steered the Bug through the empty parking lot toward three trailers in a row. Parker hopped out of the Bug.
"See you tomorrow," he said. "Got homework to do."
"You have homework?"
Josh said.
"But you've got your own TV show."
"It's an assignment for my writing class," Parker said. "I'm writing a story. If my teacher likes it, we may make a movie out of it next year."
"What's the story about?"
Ruth Rose asked. Parker grinned.
"About how I got kidnapped last year and you guys saved me," he said. "I'm at the part where I was tied up under that cabin floor."
"If they make the movie,"
Josh asked,
"will we be in it?"
Parker shook.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?